Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome back to Indigenous Voices of the People. The guest host tonight, the Drill Jamal, here to introduce Chinookwa Blue Heart Money, the Strong Heart Warrior Society of the Free and Independent Lakota Nation of South Dakota. Chinookwa being a strong advocate of the Native people across Turtle Island, struggling to overcome the injustices of the Native people in the state of different reservations. Chinookwa has maintained his cultural traditions and his Native languages. And throughout the years, he's been extremely profound in the knowledge of different issues involving the injustices to the Native tribes of Turtle Island. So we generally open the show with the prayer, strong prayer, and we close with a song. And this is your show, folks, Indigenous people's platform to be able to express your views, knowledges, and understanding on issues concerning our Indian people across Turtle Island. So whether you're on the reservation, in the urban centers, or the countryside, or wherever you reside, still there are issues concerning people of color and Indian Native people. So we've been fortunate to have this platform to be able to discuss issues and talk about important issues which affect us across the nation. And we want to give thanks to our sister, Leona Brando Abraham, who enabled us to have this show. She made such a beautiful donation. So prayers go out for Sister Leona Abram and her family. And we thank all you listening audience who tune into the show. And our call-in number to engage the show is 657-383-1630. We're going to start with a prayer. And we're going to have our brother Chinookwa Blue Heart Money open up with a prayer, and then we'll get into some discussions. Thank you once again. Welcome to Indigenous Voices of the People. Brother Chinookwa, are you there?
Yeah, I just came on. Heard you guys talking and whatnot. So, yeah, let's start off with the prayer here to begin this show, and hopefully the rest of the people can understand the direction we're going. I don't think we have to explain it anymore. But this is your show, and here's our prayer. O Tonkashila, Wakansanka, Kichi Manetu. Ampetu Kile Chante Washte, Wahochi, Yunka, Oyateglena, Zania Umpik, Tehena Echa Wablaze, Hunichapi. Yunka Ampetu Kile, Chonawaste Hunk, Chonpetu. Hunk Lila. Voyuk se tonki ke ois papi ke hena echa. I wogla kap chimpi. Wo wa khanki le echa na hakti oyate ki. Ois papi. Yung khan hun khena zania umpik tifte. Se ta komani ni e chet ki aho si che. Lila ota wans pe ki le ek tu jam na gluni pe. Esi ni hasni chokata kya. Wo che ki e. Wo ablaze, wo yukjamke. Ta akulena wo lakhote chetke oispa ki diye chetke. Ho ni chab. O eta ha. O ake ki zaniya unpikte. Na unchi makha ki anna kapte khpa pika. Unchi pkha I wan ki chiu na unka ita po. A kek te cha sa. O kola ki chi lena aati ha ptala hi najib na ha. Ta ko o ashte wo glaka on e chunkte. Kya hechus empetu ki le. Chante waste. Wo kie kilena unkilaki. Nishnala ni wakham. He un wo kie kilena uspe unkiapi. Oyate e khanta. So taako lena I wonglak okte kile. Lila oyate ki. Taako waste chipi ki hene. Honiapi. Ho etanha. Taako wo ableze. Khanki ki oispa okte kile. Oyate ki. Zania hechus et fokata iya okte ski. On petu kile chante waste on hiu takam na taa kile na iwong laka of mie chetke kochi chie. Ki a hechus e on petu kile chan waste. Dona hun ko kihib. o masab hekle masab khabo kihib na wogla khabo kihib nie chetkia hena echa wo ablaze ki wichako se ini hashni le tako e prekle wo chekekna nie chetkia hochi chapi hushun kia piekia hochi chapi natkhati atopa ki wo mak khaske ni tompnike ahito apo nishan wo akhanki na hasi olus papi Tatra koyate ki hena isha kolau chapi. Echa koyate kolau chapi. Wambali oyate kolau chapi. Hena sintesa. Hena ata kolau chapi. Na mishan lechus epitala. Wahina zina wa glaki wa chinkiti. Kea hechus lechanu pa gulhamani mecha. A kecho katakia. Wocheke wakasi ne hiuchicha. Ampetu asti lechus eon yuakti. Kea hechus eon kichipi. Ho, mitakrebi. As I opened up the show with a prayer, and my little brother Jibril Salam gave you an understanding of what was to be said and dealt with in a real strong, you know, avenue about engaging with a lot of the topics and the things that go on in Indian country. Many say they want to do this, you know, as a reminder to the listening audience. Today, Chanupa Gruhamani turned 64 years old. And I'm very grateful and honored that my mom and dad made this guy, even though they're all gone. I continue to pick up the paces and the pieces of what they left behind for me. But at the same time, I look at the measures of what, you know, they provided for me to become who I am and continue my work of serving our people and, you know, I too went through a lot of, you know, difficult, you know, circumstances. You know, my late daughter, Michelle Dawn, passed away back in February 14, 2019. So it's almost quite a few years, you know, that went by since my oldest baby left me. And, you know, these are the kind of understandings that we try to share with one another, that loss of children is very difficult. But at the same time, we grow from that, and we utilize those efforts and understandings to remember and remind ourselves that hardships, you know, build more of a strength to help us continue to do work that we constantly deal with in this day and age in 2021 on June 25th. And so having this birthday made me turn 64 so I can continue to do my work. And so my brother Oyate Ota, on the way back east to a place wherever he's going to with his wife, my sister-in-law Geraldine, what their involvement with the independent Lakota Nation was to help us step up to measures that could help us create a statute for ourselves to implement more of a stronger covenant to protect and enforce our independence. Because in this day and age, in 2021, on June 25th, many, many people, there's scores of people out there that talk a good game saying they represent indigenous cause, indigenous awareness, indigenous rights, and so forth. Folks, I disagree with that. Talk is one thing, but living it is another. This radio show, for instance, was gifted to us from our sister, Leona Brando, and I've been on quite a few of her shows to give her courage, input, and strength to deal with a lot of the topics that go on within our surrounding environment, you know. People are still getting carted off to colonial prison camps, such as penitentiaries and institutions. Children are still being taken away from families. Children are being adopted by families that got a lot of mammon to describe themselves as position. As Trump would put it, you know, he only gives a shit about the rich and to hell with the poor. These are the things that are going on in Indian country where, you know, the white race continues to, you know, destroy and devour people. And so we are less than being a human being. But I am confident that our people can take these measures before world nations and implement that for the purpose of our own existing survival. And that's independent. See, we had that. Sometimes it's difficult to use the English consonant and the language of it to describe, you know, public input. But overall, it's a virtue that we all had from since time immemorial, how we dealt with most of our political, you know, crises and issues, because today people invest too much time and energy on the tribal government. Like today, for instance, you got people on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation here, you know, all smoking dope. You got people that use the suicide, you know, rate for a circumstance to push for that and implement that type of criteria. And there's no independent structure that describe what, you know, is the basic issue on how tribal governments protect and serve communities. When the Indian Reorganization Act was passed in 1934, that was just a controllable wheel. Like the wheels on an automobile are controlled through a steering wheel, rim, and so forth. So we implement these issues of understanding about why independence is more of the ticket of power to, you know, create this, you know, independent diagram that will be helpful as a tool by understanding how the patterns of this septic tank of a pattern uses its power of abuse to neutralize your behavior. See, corrupt officials in families and tribes and tribal governments, the nation itself, as America, they're all corrupted. So to establish and maintain control over, you know, the people that think free, it's kind of like being under the grassroots level. While the entire system has always abused and, you know, used multiple, you know, faces with a complex of a web, like a spider making a web, which threatens, you know, your existing survival from an independent structure. And that independent structure is about the freedoms that have with it and come with it. Together, these systems, you know, are firmly established to help you, you know, use them virtues to free yourself from captivity. And that's how independent nation status works. The Lakota have never, ever relinquished that since time immemorial. And so over a course of history and times with modern, you know, conveniences, the Lakota leadership, people all want something in the mainstream. They want things to happen and go in the direction that they think is very, you know, acceptable for them, how they're producing and pronouncing it, like Chase Iron Eyes and David Swallow and James Franco and Wendell Yellow Bull and all these people. Look, division is division. And maybe I'm contributing to that too when I talk about these guys. The reason why I talk about them so much is these guys are the type of people that keep division alive. They never want to go to the will of the people. And when they do go to the will people, and I mean the will people, when they go to the will of people, the will people will go at anything at will. That's why they become the will of people. See? So independent people, on the other hand, that continuously stay with the physics of freedom, they're asking to be free and left alone, unmolested, untortured, put in jail, and so forth. Our people had them kind of issues within themselves. The Great Mystery is a prime example. And listening audience, from The Great Mystery, we don't know what he looks like. We don't know who he is. We don't know these things. But we were taught and instructed by our ancestors to show worship to him and give thanks to him. You see, that's the way we came in balance with the spiritual cycle of our value of life. Most people, you know, say spirituality don't belong to anybody. Okay? I disagree with that. Because it does belong to somebody. The spirituality belongs to the spiritual person that gave us this value of life, and that's the great mystery. That's why we call him the great mystery. The spiritual value, he created that. That's the independent structure of what he implied for our people. And none of this was written in the indigenous country. None of it was. So, as we continue on and we get into this, we said we were going to have doctors come on tonight and all this other stuff. You know, Dr. Stephen called and he said he would cancel out today because he had other criteria that he had to fulfill. Dr. Rayfield said he was going to call in ladder of the soul. You see, this is what I want to tell you folks. The only time people want to engage in something that is very, you know, as a chronicle virtue of a page, okay? They want to get into it because there's other noted people. They think you don't have no type of contribution you can give him or her that can circulate a cause of a physical nature. And I guess the reason why I'm saying that on that note, I just explained to you about America, you know, how evil it is and how it incarcerates people and, you know, two-thirds. Now it's three-quarters because it used to be two-thirds. Now it's three-quarters. Three-quarters of the prison population that's incarcerated will never, ever have a situation as a narrative to describe why the complex of the industrial complex likes to incarcerate people. Now, let's take a look at this as we move on with this independent structure. When you have people in power, excuse me, when you have people in power from a physical and psychological and a political, you know, endeavor that enforces conditions of life that create a circulated cause, okay? Enforced conditions of life that create a circulated cause, okay? That dehumanizes a majority of the things that go on in Indian country, okay? And so when people to this day in the year 2021 lose, you know, a consciousness surrounding that, you don't have a relationship with the great mystery. You can only talk about it. And that's all you can say. Well, I have a relationship with the great mystery. I know this for a true fact. And people can doubt my word if they want to. I don't care if you do. I know what was given to me and how the great mystery gave it to me in his own spiritual form. Many years ago when I got out of prison, to enforce more of the complexities of what I stood for as that strong heart warrior and leading that society as being part of that independent Lakota nation, I asked the great mystery. I said, So I told him in the language in my prayer was that, great mystery, keep me away from all the white man's prison camps. Give me that path that I'm have to be a part of, that I am have to, you know, put myself on. And give me that atmosphere where I have no fear to face these guys, which I was born with. No fear. And to keep continuously standing together by affirming my independence for you, who gave me this life. This is the body. Ta-chunky is the body, okay? So I prayed to him like that. Then I Sundanced to him like that. And let me tell you guys this. Almost 30-something years later, you know, I've been sober that long. This man did it without saying no. You see, that's how spirituality works. But our people today, you constantly follow what the white man give you. So if he tells you to put a mask on your face, you do it. Don't tell me you guys are doing, you're not doing that. You got a goddamn mask on, people. So don't tell me you don't. I know this. That's why I mention it so much, because you do. You hide your face. Jibril hid his face. Creel hid his face. Many others hid their face. You all did this shit, man. So this is my point. So this afternoon, as I turned, I woke up to a new day on June 25th, 2021. This is also a great victory for the Lakota, the Cheyenne, and Arapaho, who defeated the white man's, you know, paramilitary force on the field of battle in the Greasy Grass, better known as the Little Bighorn. We whipped a white man in our own country and took the flag away from him on the field of battle. And we told him back then, you keep persecuting and pursuing nothing but tribes that had small warrior kinships to annihilate women, children, and old people. This is what awaits you. And my brothers and sisters across the water, when I was in Palestine, when I was over there, even when I went to Dagestan, Russia, and I went to Italy, I went to Zimbabwe, Kenya, South Africa, and I also went to, Finborough, London, England, at the discretion of my brother, my doctor, educational brother, Jamie Moran. I've been to these countries, even the late President Hugo Chavez. I went to his country, Evo Morales, Bolivia, Canada. I went to these countries and seen stuff that is unbelievable. Things that continuously supported the avenue of what I was talking about by declaring an independence that we still have. And don't forget this. Oyate should remember this, too. We declared our independence in Wounded Knee in 1973 when we took over the hamlet of Wounded Knee. We did. And Grandpa Frank Fulscrew and many other elders that were there, they were a participant in that. Uncle Pete Ketches, Grandpa Roy, many others. My Aunt Agnes Lamont, Grandma Cecilia, Helen Moves. There was a majority of elders that believed in the structure of freedom. That territorial boundary is still in existence because Grandpa and them guys, they were presenting the issue before all the AIM leadership about what the independent structure clause was about the land-based and territorial base called the 1840 territorial boundary. 1840 territorial boundary came before the 1851 and 1868 treaties of Fort Laramie. So to this day, after, you know, my brother, the late Russell Means left, and my brother Lehman Brightman left, they left me, and, you know, I'm continuing to do this work for our people. I convinced them to understand that, out of the two, Lehman and Russell. And the only one that got it was Lehman. Verifying how the conspiracy of the United States government committed its wrongs, they forged instruments to imply them upon people that picked up this heinous language called English. This heinous language is called English, okay? And if you notice at times, Chinupa breaks it, because I am broken English. I'd rather speak my language. That's my possession of who I am as a free and independent person and an individual and a Lakota, a man. By using these overwhelming, unnecessary, deadly forces that were compromised to neutralize people, imagine our ancestors back then on the Greasy Grass. They had nothing but bows and arrows and spears and tomahawks, lances and so forth, and a few pistols and guns that they captured from the white man. One time, as this, you know, segment goes on with this understanding about how white America practiced and perfect colonial policies to implement its change of authority to neutralize the rights of freedom amongst our people, a white woman and her white husband, and I'm going to say it again, if that offends the listening audience, so be it. A white woman and her white husband approached me one time, and this was in the latter part of the beginning of the 2000 year era, some around, maybe 2009, 10, somewhere around there. And they approached me and asked me this question. She said, "Sir," she called me sir, by the way, and I hated her for doing that shit. And I had to interrupt and say, "Hey, hold it, Ben, before you we go on. Don't ever call me sir because I'm not a white man." And so her white husband said, "Well, she only means that to describe, you know, because this is our way." I said, "Okay, well, that's my way. Don't ever call me a sir because I'm not a white man. That's my way." "Okay, okay. So what can I help you with? What are you guys doing over there?" I said, "What do you mean?" "It says you guys are," and she meant this to us, "you guys, okay? I'm grateful for that. What are you guys doing over there? I mean, it says that you guys are having a powwow. What, are you guys shooting guns off over there?" You see, listening audience, this is how, I'll just be real. This is how fucked up the white race is. When we captured the white man's fire stick, that's what we called it, a fire stick, because it discharged fire from the barrel, the muzzle of the rifle, okay? So that white woman and her white husband thought that the powwow, okay, they gave us that name, okay? Because when we captured that white man's fire stick, we went like this, folks. See? You know, you see those cartoon characters, take their hand and go over their mouth, okay? That's the way the white man used his insults to describe who in the hell we are as that independent and free people, okay? So that's verifying their conspiracy to commit murder, adultery, break every rule of those Ten Commandments from their holy scripture of that handwritten Bible by civilized and modern man. So they thought this powwow, which we all know what the powwow is. Our people were beating the drum, singing, dancing, and these white folks called it a place of discharging firearms. Okay? That's his interpretation. And I'm glad they still got that smart. Don't get me wrong, folks. I'm glad that they got that. But they thought that was still going on in the 2000-year era. This is how heinous the white race still have that complexity describing indigenous people. Okay? Because a lot of you don't know shit like this. You don't know. You've never been there. You never went out there. You don't know how evil that white man is. But yet he's right in your backyard. So to invalidate his outright lie, he's right there and you can't even see it. So he constantly implements this. Why do you think he brought sicknesses over here? To neutralize the people. I've once said this in many speech engagements and documentaries. How does the white man put my people that once lived in that eastern shoreline of a paradise, how do you put them back? And let's put this to their task. White man, what did you do with my people that lived there? What did you do with them? White man? White woman? Huh? What did you do with them? This is my point. So when we have special encounters of a radio interview that promotes these willingful educational knowledges that we have as indigenous people, we are merely recognizing the fact that the independent nation-state status under international law has always been in place prior to the treaty signing. Does that make sense, listening audience? Yes, it does, man. And that's the problem. So as long as a majority of you keep bringing the white man in to your Sundance, to your sweat lodges, to whatever the scenario is, everything's going to constantly stay coordinated to a direction that you're not going. And it is going to be a coordinate to that direction you're going, not where I'm going, you see. I don't believe like that. I'm a free individual. A free individual. That means I'm only speaking about myself. Little brother Jabril, how do we bring our people back? You can't bring your people back, and I'll tell you why. The people have been so indoctrinated, so colonized, so centralized, so, you know, destructive with their own thought process of being free and independent. They don't know the value between, you know, the most important, you know, virtue of law. And we only use this, and I'm only describing it as a sentiment of speech to get you guys to pay attention. We never had the word law in our value of life. This is what those international communities created when they were forced upon to pick up English. Some of them still have languages, and I'm grateful for that. So when we go to all these bearers, and I mean bearers that describe, you know, the statuses that remain in effect, and I mean remain in effect, the international, you know, people out there still have that commitment to enforce more of the understanding that we all have. Even the, what they call the UNPO, okay, from the, you know, the international laws of different countries at the United Nations level. The UNPO Secretary General, okay, many, many years ago, that was Kofi Annan. He's gone now. Then they put Ban Ki-moon in there. And then I don't know whatever became, because they kept fighting us and doing all kinds of other unhealthy circumstance. An unrepresented nation of people is what they describe as the UNPO. Unrepresented nations of people. Make sense, folks? Because a lot of you really talk. You really like to talk. But you don't know what it is you're talking about. See, we've been in that game to help you enforce what you have as an independent individual or person or people or nation. And that's it. But you don't engage in that because you still think like the white man. And so this is how I take this appropriate measure to enforce it. I'm being directed at you, being directed at you, listening audiences, because I'm getting sick and tired of listening and hearing the white language. Okay, if we're tribal nations, like we claim to do, don't use the woman as a scapegoat. Don't use the man as a scapegoat to do for you, because that man can't do it. He's not going to protect you unless you put the dress on, women. And more countries outside my waters still have their dresses on, so they tell their men what to do. God, you guys, you don't get it at all. And this is 2021, June 25th, the great victory day of the Lakota, the Cheyenne and Arapaho, who defeated the might of the military on the field of battle. And it's also my birthday. My 64th birthday. I made it, and I'm grateful. So inconsistent to what we are talking about today, it's not overwhelming to understand how these contentions were forced upon us through white man's military, Jesuits, boarding school, on down the line. And there's people now in different countries uncovering mass grave sites of indigenous children that been brutally murdered at the discretion of white people. White people. There's no such thing as America. I'm sorry. That's blasphemy, so be it. But the point that I raise constantly is to get you guys to start using your aggressive attitude to point the finger at what they've done to you That's them people struggling to remain free. And you can't do that. You're afraid. Or you need to break that cycle of fear and start implementing what you need to represent yourself to the great mystery. And that's how you free yourself from that captivity, the white man. Why do you think he was dying? Why do you think he was dying? It's all these rich people, these people with money. I've seen them use this plague against the Indonesian people in India. I've been to India too, folks. I've been to Delhi and Mumbai. And they taught me a prayer in their language when I was over there. You know what they taught me, folks? They taught me how to take your hands together, put them together. And you know what they did? They made you bow before them. And they taught you. This is a form of greeting in their culture. They say, Namaste. Their language, okay? This is what I learned from them. Because I've been there. And they do have a bread that I loved. No different than the bread when I was in Palestine. And this bread is so good, man. I love it. I can't eat those kind of breads no more. But I like our own bread too, see? And this word, Namaste, is a greeting from their holy commitment. And they too are in turmoil because the white man put that sickness over them and wiped out scores and scores of Indonesian people. This is how evil that white man is. Man, you folks need to pay attention. And he's going at other countries that way. He sent Bill Gates. He sent all these rich, you know, money hungers out there. And I mean money hungers. Hungers, okay? That got money to manipulate your brain. And so he can force these sickness. And I've always said this in all my speeches engagement on an independent structure. When the black folk came over here, there was 19 of them, okay? And when they brought them here, they multiplied. But think about that black race when they came into our country in these plantations and when they worked them in the cotton fields. That's how corporate America began, with corporations rising as plantations had our black people in them. And you imagine what that white man was doing to those black women. And he shows movies about them, how he was forcing himself upon them, raping them to have sex. That white man's the devil. He's a devil. If, until you guys in the listening audience, and I'm calling you guys, until you start defrauding that man, then and only then can your so-called decapitated head realize it's still connected to your body. Okay? Because in spiritual form, it's one. That's why independence works the same through your body. But we keep following the path of the white man. Every color of man in my country has done that. They all had masks. Even the Oglala Sioux tribe people have masks. To this day, there's still people cutting down the mask out there. How is that indigenous? How is that Lakota? I mean, come on. Can't you guys open up your eyes and see that that white man is the devil? That's the point that we need to reach. That's why he incarcerates people. He strips children away from families, break them down, to suffer and cry. He likes you to be tormented, man. That white man loves to see you cry and in pain. He strips you of your kids and your elders. That's what he's doing, man. And Trump and all the rich people are doing just that. Biden can't fix it. He can't even fix himself. It's going to constantly lead you on. White folk love to talk. He'll talk you to death, and that's what they're doing. Approach them. Go say something. Talk in the nature of being blunt. Okay? Then you'll understand what placing a long-range mortar is, like they shoot from a tank. A long-range mortar that explodes when it fires out of that barrel. Okay? So when you don't educate yourself as primitive ways of thinking from independence, in the next few days when you can't chronically acknowledge that independent structure, God damn it, you Indian people are going to be looking down a barrel of a gun, man. That's sad, but true. That's what's happening. That's how suicidal tendencies work. So that looking down at that barrel of that gun is suicide. Makes sense? Because of these colonial sicknesses. These colonial sicknesses are going to constantly reveal itself, and it's created by the white race. The white race's population is on the decline, and the people of color are on the incline. They're rising. So this man wants to do that, destroy people. Haven't we learned from what he did in history when he arrived here in 1492 by bringing smallpox blankets and all this shit and forcing that upon our people? God, you Indians are so messed up, and I'm coming at you guys that way. 605-517-1547. 605-517-1547. If you think I'm bullshitting you guys, you call my number and let's debate on that shit. Oh, but you guys want to call us because you talk like a white man? Go right ahead. Because I can't listen to that. I'm trying to get my people back into independence where they can free themselves. And by achieving that independence, it's going to take a full-fledged Lakota people, women and men, chronologically, to understand the history of those legal events that constantly draw us to talk about the independent structures of where our destiny takes us. The quality of those legal dossiers that we've had from ancient times were promoted and perfected by us indigenous people. That's what the world nation saw back then. I know, I've been there. I've been to Geneva, Switzerland 7 times. Been to the United Nations 8 times with people that were important. 8 times. And then from that 8 times, I made it 3 more times. So a grand total of 11 times I made it to the United Nations to speak with our people from different countries, to create these approaches of achieving what the independents want. And the independents want us. That's what the want is, folks. It frustrates me. And so when I go back to my black folk, what these white people had done to them, look at them. Look at them. They took them from their language. They took them from their connection of spirituality and enforced them to become Baptist people now, gospel people. They have churches now, and they're following the path and contributing to that evil spirit of the white race. They don't believe in their traditional spirituality like they have across the water when I was over there in Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa. Then people still eat the animals over there, drink the blood of the animals. I know, because I drank some with them. And that was the most purest part. You know what I wanted to do when I was in Africa, folks? I wanted to stay there. I didn't want to come back. Because then people were still living off the land. They were living nomadic. I live on a goddamn floor at the age of 64 with 2 dogs. My big dog in Chalks, and I stand on that issue every day. I don't have a home. I have my grandmother Cecilia Martin's house, and I got my house that was given to me from my mom's grandma, my grandma Lizzie Jackson. My mom had that log house. And because everybody using the white tape, our families fight each other, prevent each other from going home, man. And you people allow that. You like that. And you keep serving that fucking white man, man. That guy's the devil in true form, man. He don't like us. Get that in your heart and your head. If there's a brain in there, get that. He's a devil in true form. Why do you think he got police all over the place? Why do you think he's got military all over the place, man? God, you guys. He don't want you to connect with your spirituality. And you already have it. You already have it. The sad thing is you don't want to wake it up. You don't want to wake it up because you're so used to him bastardizing his religion and his faith. And you people know that. Don't lie to me. I can see right through this phone, and I know exactly what the hell I'm talking about because you guys are still living it. I'm not. I stay connected outside with the earth. My rain, my water, my land, my trees, my animal, they're mine because I'm connected with those are ours. That's the way we live since time immemorial. We just got here, man. And they've been here forever. And that white man brought all that shit across the water when those four ships got here. They took our independence away from us. And individually, the families, the grandparents, the grandmas and grandpas, they had that to reconnect you back into it. And once it was implemented, I was born in the back of my grandpa's pickup truck when my grandma Cecilia was bringing us into town this morning when I was born. And my grandpa delivered me on top of my mom's belly in the back of the flatbed of the truck. I guess I couldn't wait. So right by our old trash pile, going out towards Slim Buttes, there's an old trash pile on the left side of the road. And that's where Grandpa had to pull over and deliver me, right outside of Pine Ridge, before they put me in the hospital. So this is why I'm so corrupted and so involved with independence. I wasn't born in a hospital like all of you. And you know damn well you were. Don't tell me you weren't. I know my history because my grandpa used to tell me I delivered you and placed you on your mom's belly. And I couldn't do any other procedures, but I delivered you, my boy. You were born outside. And that still struck, you know, it still struck and stuck in my heart that I understand exactly what Grandpa and Mom were saying. And so that's why I belong out there. But because of this criteria we're living in at the discretion of the white man that you guys support and live, you can't pick it up no more. So as I told my little brother Jibril Salam, I'm done. I'm not going to help you guys pick it up. It's time for you guys to do for yourselves now. We've been trying to give you the measures and tools. I've told that to Jenny. I've told that to Rachel. I've told that to Diane. I've told that to all these women that I'm connected with. I told that to Dr. Stephen Mills. I told it to Dr. Edmund. I told it to David Raphael, David Clark, Tristram Johnson. I told that to all these white folks. I told that to them. And they, too, got it. They got away from those churches, those phony churches that were depriving them of their own spiritual practice. They did that. That's how, man, that evil mental, you know, the mentality of that Bible and all that shit does people. It destroys them. But this is the last part that I'm going to say. We're coming up to the top of the hour of 6 o'clock. Can anybody tell me if Grandmother Earth did cocaine? Turtle Island's Grandma Earth, okay? The Turtle Island here, our country, Turtle Island. Did she do cocaine? Did she do marijuana? Did she do meth? Did she do alcohol? Come on, folks, y'all talk so damn much. Get on the phones and call in. 657-383-1630. Come on. 657-383-1630. Did Grandmother Earth use marijuana, cocaine, meth, alcohol? You see what I'm getting at? Did the great mystery we pray to give thanks to in every blessing that we do, did he do that? And all you fake Indians that gather outside different states, Grandmother Earth gave it to us and we're blessed. Bullshit. Even that was transplanted over here. You don't get it. The high quality of this understanding of value is the words by mouth. So I close with this part as we open up the phone to everyone that's going to. I'm not interrogating you guys. I'm only asking a figure of speech in questioning your so-called talk too much attitude. I'm trying to reassure you, okay? And if you don't want to, you don't have to. But goddammit, quit lying to yourself because you're lying to the rest of your humanity. Whether it's your grandkids and otherwise, I still have grandfolks on my reservation here that take care of their grandbabies, and them grandbabies cry themselves to sleep because their bellies are hungry, man. And you people contribute to that shit. You do. Don't lie. I'm coming at you now. Chinupa, the warrior leader, is coming at you because me and my dog, man, are stressing our body's out to serve our people. My brother Carlin, my brother Charlie, my brother Adrian, my brother Larry. Hell, even my little brother Dalbert, man, lost his wife. He's struggling. And we constantly stay afloat. and the rest of my men that are out there, even my son. We're trying to tell you guys these dog soldiers are still in the game. So don't get on the computer and bastardize. Oh, yeah, we're doing this. No, you're not. Aloha Martinez from Porcupine here made a really unhealthy remark, okay, to a family, a couple. For 10 phone cards, okay? She wanted these phone cards to ignite phones for grandmothers. And this couple called me and told me, so they're sending them to my mailbox. This is what these fake Indians are doing, these half-breeds are doing, using our elders' name because they can't operate their phones. I had that experience. Jibril tried to get my phone activated. Couldn't do it. They did something to him, and they couldn't do it. So my brother, my adopted brother, Dr. Raphael from California, had to step up and do it. That's why I'm using my phone, the 605-517-1547 number. You see? The other one's backup. But it takes a lot because I do a lot for our people and many other supporters out there, these families, Nick and Dee Dee, you know, Deborah and Alan, all of them. And our support for Gas, Tristan Johnson, David Clark, you know, these guys, our own dog men, Laleen, Stacy St. Cloud and all them. They all step up and help out when they pitch in, they can. Thanks to Bob's Phillips 66. You know, they take a card over the phone. Jibril and Amin, they've done it. This is how we get our donations of food and, you know, household items back to the res, man. We're still serving our people on an independent structure where everybody else is running. Well, go ahead. Keep running. I ain't going to run. I'm going to stay here. Why? My coach can let me talk. So as we come down to the final 8 minutes of the hour, I'll say this in closing as we open up the phone line. Again, the phone line number, folks,
657-383-1630. Nay, honey, oy after me talk, you won't speak little spema cappy. Tonkashi la wacky, ni un he hon. Chate o hitika, we chase et yapi. He la cotta chase, tonkashi la wacky, hey, you ha. How young can won't speak little mokyake? Matrete on her. Umpetu on zi was shit you killena. Taku can win talk to it. Natak shit a ook than a nipak pok de hoxula. Chakik suya han kik ta nozio echanoki ta komen le uk te ki he khabi yank te na nishnana chokata nazin o atek le na zania nazin te. Wichatke, lila ota mila haskat ha wichoye ki ka khab iapi na washtela kap toani lakota woche ki ish wichoye on kit hapi ubo kitsni. Na wamak haska na haksi wichoye ki oispapi kanka. Lila oyok pitohan hena walaka bhata. Na hok lila hoksi chala ota pakhpapi wana makhaan kata. Hena isi ay chakya amna yok picha umpi. Ata gneshkiya shkata amna ata to kyota naslugi yaki amna yok picha umpi. E hani lakhoto oyate ki hechumpi. Ho wana le tako ebhe ki le. Waslo iti le na e hani oyate ki hena ospe umpi api. Heun chanteo gna tima ewa gna ke. Na ichakhe. Na zula ki le wana oispe na ho heta ha. We choye mitosh ni wa un na ha ospe ti chapi. Mila haska e chetya. Wana la khot ogna le we choye ki e chamo ki le. Wa khat khaka ki chi mane tiyo ki e hane was a ki tranki ki on kupi. Na wama khaska he na hakti yu hapa. Hena hechins e toni ayabla zapsni. Ayabla zi oyakifni. O teatsi iwaglakam na iwaglakam na iwaglak. Hena hechins e chanam itakipi. Ho, tokata ke tak un chishkank te hantan. Umat hoksyag oyate ki he mini iagle aki. Umat chetke, hena yankeke, hena etcha was ake chokikya, hena on kub hanta he ta komani kakpi yankten, na ityukten, na wasloike, hena, insha onkya pikten. Hena hexens e washin. Washin ki ta komane oyate glena zania umbo kihi tokata ke was akit hankike he isupi. O kihi. Na e honey le winuksa la kilena iteo wapi kakab he ha. Hena insha chea sha e chapi. Chea sha ki le echa le iteo wapi kake na ho he ya cakes to mitaki. Waka to ha hexens e. Mina huska tra oap kekile, hena yetsis ya pasi sen luka hanta hena wala akikte. Lila ota ikpeon kia kilena otea si iwogla kap, no wa shichi aicha ubna hoheta ha, tokate hocho ka tima aicha gila, hena wa tekni mita kebi. Wa shichi kilena na hakti la kota na oate tokta gina wakteon lapsni. Na tekion kauk tekse. Na ini wa shichi ubhanta ho, Takwela trawashichi lena opti takwe le wichoye nitro piki nuk te hante takwe hena trakpe yasnye. Koyakpe heuncha mila hanska doan takwe anipak paki hena waste ala kapi. Hohe wichoku zeki le lisha nitsube hen ho ehe hechus iteha ki oluspebna alashtompi. Hena waste este mitaki. Se chua takwe epheki le ehoni. Miena oyate wachiampi ehoni. Lena le unkawin tap na tchokata eungin ang kapi. Ho he nahakti wash aki he sutao kius papi. Na ha, oyate wich wachiyan piki le kakhab ya na umat tchokcha hechisi yakso. He na wash desni mi takipi. Na makpia luta, takosak paku, he wasloi ki he amapak pe na emagnake. Yecha hecha makpia luta. Ho he, wana le, which only eki gnake. Na hena slowa, etsu se amaki khniga. Sa amaki khniga bhe, hena tako etsi chaka okil wola kota, etsu se enoazi. Na matuenisni mitaki, chonu pagula mani emacia bi. Ma amalak kota, kse chasena okola kichi ke, obolus pekile chantet izo okola ke, he mi eksto. Na akhti etsu se kusa obolus pe. Na ha tiwahe emata ha kile, ti ospa kile, Nuche wa Nietzsche. Eh, honey, Konkashila we he, ni un ha. Leon petuki, natazila he, we chakteb ha. Konkashila we nuche wa Nietzsche opcha. He na tchashunka witzko. He na hechuns e, mena haska we chaka sotab he. Cheslatima. He na le wokik su he yanke. Na lila ota hecha iabna yu haskata mwa e atone hechuns I chano yaki. As niepi. As inihas nile, chanupa gula mani miecha oyate ki usika na wableni chanak panicha oi chokie. Hechins e, ochis yakam lempeti. Na was aki le na hakti on kiu hapi. Hena hechins e, ochis yabna ha, ochis yakam lak hotogina. Ho wana na os nikte. Eta ha, lechins e chichu. See, in our language, it's so easy and short, it's not long like the white man. Get it, folks? But that's indigenous language. It's short, simple. But the white man, hey, talk you to death. So now we're doing that. So as we open up the phone lines, 657-383-1630. You have that right to contest any issue and add on to what I just shared with you because the conquest of independence is our ticket with all our legal dossiers that we have done. And thanks to my older brother, Oyate, we've got these things on board to analyze and create a more stronger draft to push for this covenant to get reached to the United Nations. And I'll we turn it over to all of you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, brother. I want to let Brother Oyate on the line. Let him come in first. He was just speaking with us. Oyate, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, I'm riding in a car right now. So I don't know how
you shouldn't ride in the car. You should pull over and take time to analyze your body to connect so you don't get interrupted
yeah.
when you drive because your phone's going to cut off.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not driving, so I can't really do that, but I'm in the back seat.
Well, tell your wife to pull over and do it.
Back seat drive. Okay, we hear you pretty good, Oyate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got a good sound.
We got a lot of love something, you know. I mean, I can get with them, and then he tells me.
Okay, so can you expound on that little bit on what they
Well, yeah, I heard everything Junpo was saying, and he says it good.
Young and love.
And wish I could talk like that guy, boy. Anyway, yeah, I wasn't born in the hospital either, and I was born on Spring Creek down on the reservation. Anyway, you know, I wanted to bring one thing up with everybody. You know, right now, I think Dave Hill's doing a ride for Leonard Peltier again. And I don't know. I wish him all the best on that and everything, but I don't think anything's ever going to happen to it. You know, there's one thing that the United States has. They have a policy. It's like their policy for terrorism is, and extortion is, we will not pay any ransom. And so they refuse to pay ransom if people die. That's their policy, and they stand by it. And, you know, you got Leonard Peltier in jail. He killed supposedly two federal agents, according to them, and was convicted for it. And so their policy on that is that when somebody's been convicted of killing a federal agent, they will never release from prison. What his terms of his conviction is, whether I think he's got a life in prison conviction, he'll never get out because they'll never let him out. And you know, there's another thing to do with this hold on a second. There's another thing to do with this policy, and that is that back in 1990, I think it was, the United States said affirmatively that they will never revisit the Black Hills claim in a court because it's already been settled. The money's been paid, and they're not going to revisit it. So people that are, you know, are trying to get the Black Hills back, I don't think that's ever going to happen. And so, you know, these policies are standing, you know, they stand by them, and they're not going to go back on them. And so, you know, the Black Hills claim is entwined and part of the 1868 treaty. And so the only way to get the Black Hills back is to resolve that 1868 treaty and to regain independence. And so, you know, I don't know whether they, you know, they have a policy on that too, but I think I made it pretty clear in that covenant that that we have independence already. We already have it, and that they have to abide by their agreements, and they have to stand accountable for what they've done. They violated that treaty, every aspect of it. They forged that treaty. And so that treaty isn't valid anymore. So, you know, they have to be accountable for that. And I think that regardless of the United States has a policy or not, that when we take this to the United Nations with this covenant, and we strengthen that covenant so that it's indisputable, that, you know, I think that we will gain recognition for our independence. And so you know, I just wanted to put that out there that, you know, I hope the best for people that Black Hills back and Leonard Phelps to the East and everything, but I don't think that's ever going to happen in any other way. Anyway, I got to, I'm riding in this car here. I'm going to have to get out here with these people. So I'll let you go. Turn it back to you.
Thank you, Yossi. Thank you. Another sales here thing, state definitely refusing to budge as far as the Black Hills land claim. They constantly want to table it and drag it on. They recognize in many different paperwork that we have a nation status and that we have a independent status. And in one of their documents states that Indian nations are independent nations, and that we, they try to say we depend upon them for military protection, and military protection and protection from invasion. Since they said that they're obligation, that we as an independent people, we have to bring these things to the forefront. And we are free and independent people if we implement that. Definitely we need to, we want to bring this to the world nations to, so that they too will understand where we stand in this. Because the United States foreign government, they already recognize that who we are and what it is. We just have to just go ahead and bring this to the world community, I think, and keep forging ahead and establish, you know, what it is. Because they don't deny it, but it's only as good as what we're looking for. We got a few other callers here. A few of them dropped off. We take some other perspectives on independence. Caller of area code 415-3174. Okay, so I'll turn it back over to you, Chinooka. That's all the callers of Yate. One other caller is there. Maybe they stepped away from the phone or whatever. They're not speaking. And the other four callers, their calls have dropped.
I wonder why they dropped.
No idea. They just think of me when they hang up and say the call dropped.
Yeah. That's what really gets me. Like I say, you know, they'll call you and talk about this and talk about that, but then when it comes down to engaging, they don't want to do that. I don't want to talk, man. Shit, I want to do something to free ourselves from this captivity, man. Shit. It's frustrating to see where this country is, man, headed, and it's people that are getting affected by it. You think money's going to solve the problem? Shit, no. That's what all these stimulus and all these other things are to shut you guys up. That's what you guys don't get. And it's always aimed at us because y'all, I don't know what any other person and other tribes have for their own, you know, while being in a circumstantial topic. Because we be telling you guys to come on. You all know when the radio show is to happen. You all know this. We don't have to remind you. We try to remind you. We give you the number. Get on the radio show. And you don't want to engage in that. Just like what Oyate is saying. I think for, you know, my brother Oyate, you know, the way he feels, maybe he's frustrated. Maybe he is. I don't know, and I don't want to know. But when I hear people say things like, you know, Leonard Peltier, he's in, they'll never let him out. Russell Means said that many years ago. And I was really alarmed at that. You know, see, when we remind ourselves of what the white man's capable of doing, we got to come out with our own, that we're not afraid of this guy. We're going to have to. But see, everybody goes back into that value of the white man's the superior guy. No, he's not. He can feel pain. He can cry. He can do it too. And we have our virtue. Our virtuosity can show us how to deal with this stuff from our own point of view. And that's the one thing we've never used and done for ourselves, because we keep giving it to him. And yes, Leonard's rotting away because of what the... Look, can't you guys get this and analyze it on yourselves? Take a look at every movie that these white people are creating out there. They create these movies. They show them every day what they do. They lie. They lie. They lie. Again, folks, come on. Let's in the name of love, they lie. Let's all say it together. They lie. In the name of love, they lie. Okay? That's what's happening here. And that guy is the devil. You have to acknowledge that. Then, and only then, can the healing journey begin. That's the hard part. You see, you all want to talk about this, and you want to, why aren't you guys getting on the phone and engaging? We need that. We want to hear your input. The white race killed their own agents, and they want to blame somebody. You get what I'm saying? That's what they're good about. They've done it since time immemorial, since they got here in 1492. But let's look at the wrongs they've done. If we don't put the energy on their wrongs, we'll never heal the problems. We'll never fix the problems. So go ahead and everybody else give up. Maybe their times are coming short, so that's why they say it that way. I can't say that. And I don't want to. I just let my people go because they're adults. They know what to do. I said, okay, I'm not going to talk to you guys anymore. I don't want to. I got to keep going this way and keep holding them accountable. I'm hoping, and I suspect that you guys would do the same thing, but you don't want to. This radio show is free. Our sister, Leona Brando, gave it to us. 657-383-1630. You have a right to come on board. Can't you open up your hearts and eyes to see that everything's incarcerated? And the way they soften you all up is to take you away from thinking independent and freely. That's what they do. It's right in front of you, man. What did I just say? The suicide today is like you staring down the barrel of a gun. God, you guys can't get it. And the reason why the men can't protect women is because the women don't act like women no more. My mom said this best. Women of today are not women of tomorrow and yesterday. My mom said that. My late mother, Yvonne Jane Martin, born on April 20th, 1938. My mother, my late mother told me that as a child. A mother can keep a family together. That's why they become grandparents. That's the way they become elders, wisdom keepers, to promote that.
That's what women do. They're supposed to do. But because they've been contaminated with white philosophical standards, that structure is no more. It's still there if they can go back and connect themselves with the Earth Mother. I do it all the time. I say it all the time. My God, you guys. If you can band together and go do a memorial ride for the Little Bighorn, okay, why didn't you do Little Bighorn last year? You get what I'm saying? When this crisis came about. Why didn't you go Little Bighorn last year? Why didn't you Sundance last year? This is my point. So a year goes by and then you're going to go do it? Nah, I disagree. You're lying. You're lying to our ancestors and the ones that left before us. It's right there. But until you guys pick it back up, and I mean you guys, then and only then can it get done and finished. I opened up with a strong prayer to give you guys some fairness and balance. And still you don't want to engage. Well, okay. From now on, take a look at yourself. Hell, I encourage you to do that. And shut up, and you talk too much now. Try to find some pieces to use as strength, as information to help others that are looking for information, man. God, you guys. Frustrates me. I don't get a free check. I don't get nothing from them guys. I keep going. We're coming down to the bottom of the 6:30 hour. It's 17 minutes after 6, so any last word, comments for anybody that want to call in and take a bite out of crime, go right ahead. Because if not, I'm going to close the show with a real beautiful song, and I'm going to, you know, there's always tomorrow. There's always Saturday for another show. And Sister Leona, thank you for a tremendous opportunity of giving us this chance to have a radio show where we can voice our concern and issue. All you people that claim to talk, see, you don't want to call in and talk. Well, maybe it's finally time for all of you to shut up now and listen, because you're all adults now. And if you can't fix that problem within yourself, you're going to keep talking again. But what is it you're talking about? The enemy's right in front of you. Go to a grocery store, a gas station, wherever you reside. Go look at it. The enemy's right there. Maybe he's living next door to you. That's the enemy. He's right there. That man will never let you get ahead until you get ahead for yourself. That guy don't want you. He don't like you. He never has. Never will. As I've said to you people in the past, just because they look like Indians and sound like Indians don't mean they're Indians. That's the problem with us today. And we're so used to using white man's wealth, we're afraid to see ourselves, of what we're doing to each other. Well, I'm sorry. It hurts us. It hurts the majority, you know, the majority of people that are trying to maintain that balance for ourselves. It does hurt us. We know how to cry. We know what pain is. We know what abuse is. We know what being yelled at is. We know that. The white man's that way. I saw a white woman drag her blind dog on a leash, and she said she has to do that. And when I told her, don't do that, she has to. She said, see, this is how fucked up the white race is. She did that to this four-legged. That's how evil them sons of bitches are, man. That's why they haven't. See, they're still trying to indoctrinate the animals. And the animal was blind and he had a health issue. That's not what you do to a four-legged white man. White woman, you see, you guys need to go out there and look at what they're doing. Look at them. Take a look at the white race and see how barbaric them fuckers are, man. Where's that? Isn't that cruelty to animals?
Isn't that all the nature's lost, what Oyate is talking about? Isn't that that? God, you guys, you put the leash on yourself and try it once and see what happens. You ain't going to like that. The great mystery didn't tell you to put a leash on. This all came from Rome, Mediterranean, Mesopotamia, the Greeks, the Egyptians. They did that. And now these Americans are doing it now, continuously. Learn your own history and see it, folks. You have to drag a blind animal? That's how that devil woman was. They all came from out of state. They come into South Dakota. They bring that evil. Open it up for vacationing. Vacationing. These white fuckers come over here with that evil shit, man. And you guys don't even give a damn. You don't care. You don't. You just stay at home. Get out there and do something. Go do it. Don't say you can't be connected. You can. Convince those people. Turn their hearts around. Let them feel exactly what you're going through. Have the audacity to do that. To talk to them guys, whether you like it or not. Do it. Make an attempt. My God, you guys so eager to yell at your own people and fight you. I'm saying it to you because that's what you do. You call me and you talk nonsense. I don't want to listen to that no more. The fight's outside. There are scores of our people, scores and scores of our people being carted off to prison, being carted off to foster care family. And this pandemic, epidemic that they throwed on it made it worse, man. And so we're wrapping up the time to come down to 622. Any last comments from the two of you, Drew Bill, before I close it with the song? And I'm going to welcome you all back tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. Maybe you don't have to drive in your car. Maybe you can pull over and really engage. That goes for all of you. Pull over and let's have some peace of mind and really get on these topics, man. The hard part is we keep running. We keep taking off. We keep going places when we shouldn't. We need each other. We need to help each other, man. You're all going to see that tomorrow and forever. Any last-minute comments, folks?
About said all the same thing over and over. So we're coming down to on this end, 6:10 on your end. My show ends at 8:30, folks. You call in and engage. Like I said, this is our radio show. We've been blessed to have it. It's our sister, Leona Brando. Leona Brando. Abraham, may her and her family be blessed to get us this opportunity. So we'll be grateful for that. And we're going to move on with the independence. And if people are interested, come on board. If not, we'll catch you around the corner because we're going forward. Freedom and independence. Ilaha illallah. Yeah. All right,
well, tonight, folks, I'm going to close the radio show with a beautiful song. You know, I've written this song a few months ago. Troubled, angry, upset, hurt at my people. And so I went to go pray and do my thing to get reinstituted back into the phase of reality that we all have as red people. And the song that was given to me when me and Big Dog went out there again is the song I'm going to share with you in closing tonight. And again, folks, we thank you all for tuning in, and we thank you all for, you know, listening to what we talked about because it's really serious. And what we want you to do on Saturday, the day after the great victory of the Lakota, the Cheyenne, and Arapaho, taking the flag away from the American military on the field of battle, and my birthday today, Chanupa Gulhamani, turned 64. I give you this song, and I encourage you all to come back tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of Peoples radio show. And do give a shout-out to Leona Brando for giving us this show. As crazy as she is, she's fighting for her son's rights and his incarceration. She needs her prayers and blessings to help her overcome these atrocities aimed at her son. And this song is also aimed at her in a good spiritual sense, so she can use that for healing. She listens to the radio show. And this is my song in closing. This is the song I close.
Wakanta hey yawa uwe lo hey. Wakanta hey yawa uwe lo hey. Wakanta hey yawa uwe lo hey. Oh ya teki hey hey yawa uwe lo. Hey, 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 Wakanta hey ya wa uwe lo hey 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 Wakanta hey ya wa uwe lo hey 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 Wakanta hey ya wa uwe lo hey 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 Wakanta hey ya wa uwe lo hey 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 we choha ki le o ya te ki hey hey ya wa u we lo hey hey ho wa ka 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 hey ya wa u we lo hey hey wa ka 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 hey ya wa u we lo hey 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 we choha ki le o ya te ki hey hey ya wa u we lo hey hey ho o ya te ki hey ya wa u we lo hey 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 O ya te ki hey ya wa uwe lo hey 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 we choha ki le o ya te ki hey hey ya wa uwe lo hey 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 yo. That song is in honor of all of you and our great victory at the Greasy Grass, known to the white man and white historians as the Battle of the Little Bighorn. I sing that to all of you and dedicate to all of you on behalf of the Lakota, Cheyenne, and Arapaho. That was our great victory. And on my birthday, which I turned 64 years old, Wakantanka, heya wa'uelo, wichokankile oyateki, heya wa'uelo. That's our song, and I dedicate to all of you. And we'll see you all tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. Thank you again, Sister Leona. Be strong. We love you. From the Lakota people on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Hokahe. We'll see you all. Take care. Aho.